Yeah, and we promised you Unplugged this afternoon with the one and only Baba Gashaga.
Yebo.
Zakes Bantwini.
Yes.
It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Listen, I'm so happy to be here.
Yes.
And when I'm coming around, you guys have to go to Mall of Africa, which is great.
Exactly. So yeah. I was thinking back about all these hits that you've given us. Bang, yeah. Bang, Bang, Wasting My Time, Carolina, Amantombazana, Clap Your Hands. I mean, when you look back, look at all these hits.
I think I'm so happy. Man, and maybe I think it's an issue of consistency. It's very important in our industry, because as you know, you can't be a one hit wonder, you know. So I'm very grateful, man. I'm very happy that I'm still able to make my music now, and people still appreciate my music.
Absolutely, and now you have your latest album, Love, Light, and Music 2.
Yes.
You started working on it in 2014. What took so long?
I was at Sony. I was an executive at Sony. I was head of A&R. Yeah. So I was responsible for other people's careers. and I think it got to a point when I said, no, I miss being on stage and I miss making music. Because I think why I took that job at the very first place was the fact that I felt like in South African musicians, we're busy dominating each other. We're performing in the very same country. We never go out. And for me, it was a question of if a Chris Brown can be able to tour Africa, why can't we?
Yeah.
You know, because it's not that Chris Brown flies from America to sample his music in Kenya, in Ouagadougou, in Gabon. Someone does that for them, and they are signed under these major record labels. Mm. And why can't they do that for us, as South Africans? And there's never been anybody who wanted to take the major record company on to issues. Maybe they didn't want to sacrifice their careers too. You need to study. You have to have a paper for you to be there. So I think I had all of that.
And that's the beauty about you, Zakes. You studied, of course, music when you were at UKZN, right? And once your career started later on, you went back to school, you went to Gibbs. You studied a social entrepreneurship program.
Yes.
So this desire to always just add to the scope of what you do, to broaden your scope, is very uplifting, and I think younger musicians need to learn from you in that regard.
I think South Africans, like as a whole, you know, I think we really need to learn from the fact that, you know, apartheid was architected through school. You know, it was architected, so it's not somebody. You know, Verwoerd was not just someone. You know, he was not a politician, Verwoerd. He was a psychologist, a PhD in psychology. So that is a guy who architect apartheid. Mm. You understand the education that went there. Mm. First him being a doctor, then being an editor, then therefore you are a president. And you know, you can see that particular scope. So for us to be able to take this country somewhere better, we all have to be educated. You'll rather be unemployed but educated than unemployed and you don't even have education. So we rally behind education. The issue of fees must fall, and it's not an issue, it's not an outcry of poverty, because in whatever, if we do not do it, if we don't do it, if the private sector and the government, we're not going to be able to do it, we're going to have to deal with it. So either we do it or we deal with it. We deal with crime, we're going to deal with a whole lot of things, because if half of the nation is unemployed, it's unemployable worse, and they don't have education, what are they going to do? They're going to steal, gonna mug you, they're gonna do all these things. So we're gonna have to sort these things out. Mm. So I think that's the major that's why we have to do education, which is the reason why I went to study at Gibbs, because for me I wanted to contribute when it comes to social change, and I wanted to study that. I wanted to understand how can you run a non-profit organization and it's able to sustain itself without any other aid, you know. Mm-hmm. And I went there because for me it got to a point where I had my number ones hits, I had all these things, but I was like, I wanted to change my bottom line. Yes. Instead of how much money or how many shows I did, how many lives I changed. I think that's my bottom line. I wanted to change my bottom line, which is why I wanted to go to school.
So wonderful. The points that you are making. So when you were studying, you focused on jazz, of course.
Yes.
You studied jazz and music performance.
Yes.
Those jazz principles, no doubt, have infiltrated or have influenced your music and your approach to music in one way or another.
Yeah.
But would you ever do a jazz album?
You know, maybe. You know, maybe. Maybe. Because I think, man, people who whom we study jazz with, I mean, a lecturer, Fairfax was a lecturer, you know. Ndutuzo Makastini was a student.
Wow.
You know, I think actually he came out right after us, you know. He was, you know, and there are a lot of guys who are doing great. I mean, the likes of the late Begim Selegu, when we were studying music, I mean, he was there. He taught me this one piano song that he taught me on piano. So Begim Selegu again, Mambusi Mhlongo will walk in for rehearsals. You know, Thabo Molelekwa will be the late Thabo Molelekwa. So we were rich, you know, with regards to music. And I think maybe that might happen. I love jazz, man. I try so much to run away from it, but it's like the bug, I think it's there. I love it. Maybe I would.
So what kind of sound did you craft in Love Light and Music 2?
It's a dance sound, but it's very honest, you know. I know right now what has been happening in the past 2 years was just gone.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like, you know, maybe you might be tempted as a musician, if you've been around and you want to be relevant, then you're going to do a calm sound. But for me, it was not that. It was like, I'm just going to stick to what I know best, which is doing dance music the way I know how to.
Yes.
You know,
and with that body of yours, you have a way, a movement that is unique to you. That's part of what makes you so distinct.
Yes. So yeah. So it's a very honest album. I mean, it talks about love. I think we don't sing about love anymore. We sing about champagnes and popping
money,
or whatever,
yeah.
And money. Yeah. So it's an album about love. Not really about like the affectionate love, but it's the love of the country, love of people. Also,
the
love.
Something's going on.
So
with how you view.
It's a beautiful album. I always tell people that if you haven't listened to Love Lots of Music too, man, you've robbed your ears of beautiful music.
You'll be playing some of that music for us, right?
Yeah.
So let's take a break, and when we come back, we bring you 702 Unplugged with Zakes Bantwe.